The assignment for Chapter 15 on options is a bonus assignment. And it's actually pretty easy, folks. And the reason I'm giving you this assignment is to let you get a feel for how volatile these things are and how easy it is to lose a lot of money quickly. Or, you know, maybe you might luck out. You might make a lot of money quickly. But we have a bit of a problem. Yahoo's option quotes have been just bizarre lately. I don't know what's going on there. They keep destroying the website, and they keep succeeding in destroying it. So on the class website in the Chapter 15 section, there will be a couple of small presentations to show you how to find option quotes using Yahoo, and then using MarketWatch, because MarketWatch, which is Wall Street Journal's free financial website, seems to be giving good ones. So we'll see. My apologies. But what I want you to do is record the price of the June 2015 call options for Procter & Gamble with a strike price of $84. And the price of the June 2015 call options for Google with a strike price of $550. And then 1 week later, I want you to record the prices again. What you could do is look at them throughout the week. You could watch them bounce up and down throughout the week. If you had purchased a single contract of each, now remember, each contract controls 100 shares. If you haven't listened to the presentation or watched the presentation, you don't understand what I'm talking about, but you have to multiply that, the price of the option, the premium of the option, by 100. How much after 1 week would you have gained, or how much would you have lost? And don't forget, you have to do the commission, so let's subtract $40, two purchases of each option, so that's two purchases, and then a sale of each option, that's two sales. And the idea was to see if you would consider trading options. Now, it's, what's the date today? April 13th. April 13th, and I'm powering out because once we hit May, the semester just, there's a bit of a lull in April. And then May, once May comes along, the semester just quickly ends and everything is, what? Everybody's running around. So right now, the price of Procter & Gamble is very close to $84, and the price of Google is close to $550. Now, by the time you do this, maybe in early May or second or third week in May, right before the semester is over, the price may have moved appreciably of each of these. And the reason I want you to use now, today, $84 for Procter & Gamble, $550 for Google, is because that's close to the price, and that will move the most because it's close to the actual price of the stock. So if the price has moved appreciably away from these two prices, then go ahead and feel free to move your strike price. Now, the reason I chose Procter & Gamble and Google is that Procter & Gamble is a far more stable, stodgy company, and Google has been, until recently actually, fairly volatile. Recently, it's been kind of more and more stable, because people, I guess, don't expect Google to explode on the upside, and neither do they expect it to implode on the downside. So it's becoming a lot like an old school blue chip company. Isn't that interesting? So if you want to use something else, go right ahead, but try to pick one company that's more stable, and try to pick one company, high-flying tech company such as Tesla or GoPro, or you decide. But that's going to exhibit far more volatility. And I want you to see how dangerous these darn things are, all right? And it's a pretty easy extra 5 bonus points if you don't do it. It doesn't count against you, but if you do it, you get an extra 5 points, and hopefully you'll stay far away from options. See ya!